Walker's Bay now.
Heave to. About 15 miles out now?
Yeah.
Good.
You wouldn't want to stay here too long. Some of the Diamond police planes come out this far.
Yes, you have told me. No military aircraft?
Sometimes, on the base at Wolfis. They're mostly over the Namib Desert there.
Konstantin, the anemometer, read it.
It is strong, Yuri. The wind will gain strength in the ocean.
And further out into the Atlantic. Yes, they will not know where it happened. Ah, they'll sweep those people on the land there.
Yeah, man, well, they're used to Russian fishing boats off this end of Africa, you know.
True, true, but this time, we do not take. We give to the sea.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
The Fish That Flew.
Macy's one of them. Now let's have a look a little down the way. Hey, yeah, Bob Purton's one of them. And mind if I pop in early?
Four.
Well, the usual. Safari outfit, big guns, you know.
You going hunting?
We are, aren't we?
Men, Johnny, men. Not wild animals. Though men often behave like them.
You mean I don't get me that stuffed rhino head?
Shouldn't think so.
Would it look great in the apartment, on the wall? You mean this is not going to be a vacation?
Quit kidding, Johnny.
Okay, okay. Pity, though. Maybe we get time to see some game there in Africa, huh?
Maybe. Let's get up to the office.
All right. Man. You looking worried, Lee.
Yeah. Anything the Russians do worry me.
What the heck can they do right down there in the bottom end of the world?
I don't know. Yet. But I will.
Hey, Johnny, you look great.
Oh, how about the hairy legs and the true big game hunter tradition, huh?
Well, just don't run from a lion, that's all. Your knock knees will bring you down head over heels.
Thanks for nothing. You want to smoke some?
Mm-mm, not thanks.
At least I'll look the part. An American on safari. Even though I don't bring me back a trophy.
Listen, Johnny. You and Lee take care down there, huh?
Sure. Hey, you in France, Lee and me in Africa. I hope we have as much fun as you did.
Climate's different some. Say, when are you picking up, Lee?
Half an hour.
Well, he didn't have time to tell me much.
There isn't much to tell, Sam. Curtis Blumenthal of CIA called us in, as you know. Africa is his field of operation from north right down to the bottom. He suspects the Ruskies are up to something.
Yeah, no one's really bought the idea that they're just fishing off Southwest Africa.
Well, actually they are, Sam. Or they have been. But now, well, the fishing's slacked off. Not so many Russian ships around. And it's in-season time, too, so Curtis said.
Meaning, Johnny?
Well, meaning, as Lee interpreted it, that something's cooking. The kettle's been taken off the heater. Why? The water's boiling? Maybe. Or it could be a ruse. Lull the authorities down there into believing that the Russians have accepted things. That they're kowtowing to world opinion. Have stopped snitching pilchards. Or a trick. A period of waiting as they get up to something new.
But Lee thinks something's cooking.
Yeah, as does Curtis. Now, like I said, the kettle's been taken off the boil. What's going to be put back on, huh?
Who's your contact down there?
One of the South African boys. A guy called Pete Foree, or something like that. He's worked with Blumenthal before, on the board of jazz.
Lee Masters' office.
Sam, get that knock-kneed assistant of mine to pick me up. I've packed.
Okay, Lee. When do I expect you back?
As soon as the job is done.
Do you want me to phone Ames, Lee?
No, Sam, I've done that. Tell Tarzan to come on over. We catch the 410 flight from Kennedy.
Where's this 4E guy got to?
He's right here with you, Pierre. I'm Pete Foree. Masters?
Right here.
I'm Johnny Bridges.
I'm happy to meet you both. I have a car waiting, if you will come with me. You had a good flight, I believe. And tell me, what do you think of our airport here at Bandung? I'm happy you came straight here to Windhoek. There might have been some speculation had we met in South Africa.
Yeah. Anything more you can tell us, Mr. Foree?
Ach, man, call me Pete. It's easier.
Okay. Anything to add, Pete?
No, not really. As you know, our country fights communism as much as America does. Perhaps even more so.
And rightly so.
Yeah, well, anything the Russians do worries us. They worried us when they started fishing off Southwest. But we gave them warnings and even sent one of our frigates up from Cape Town.
They got the message?
Yeah, and after that, they fished outside the territorial waters, but until 3 months ago. Now only one boat fishes, the Prosnoivetska, it is called.
Yeah, Curtis Blumenthal told us this. No other boats out there?
Only a few small craft that attend the Prosnoivetska, you understand. We thought perhaps they'd take fish somewhere else, but this is not so.
The move was significant enough to come to your notice, huh?
Yeah, and yours too. What the Russians are up to, we don't know.
And we're here to help you out on that, right?
Pete, the laying off of fishing is insignificant in itself. But it could be tied to a million things.
Yeah, I think so too. But what, especially?
Well, aiding and abetting insurrection? Maybe. Typical Russian bravura, turning their noses up at the world, invading the seas as they invade countries. Maybe. Maybe something more than that. You guys infiltrated the Russian fishing ships at all?
Yeah, we have a man on the Prosnoivetska, a friend of mine, Dirk Pinar.
How did he do it?
For some time, when the Russian ships came, looked at the waters, and then left again, He made himself out to be a fisherman. In 1964, one of the newly arrived fleet called in at Walvis Bay. A sailor needed examination, an infectious disease. That time, we helped the Russians. The man had smallpox. He was cured and sent back to the fleet. For a time, our relationship was cordial with them. Then they started fishing in big numbers. But by then, Dirk was with them.
How?
Well, you see, he pretended to join them, show them the best fishing waters. He stayed with them. You know, the people down at the coast think that he's a traitor.
He keeps contact with you?
Yeah, don't ask me what he does, but messages get to Walfus. I pick them up from a contact there.
How can we contact him?
The Prosnoivetska anchors now 15 miles from Walfus Bay. Her boats are taking the fish there. When I was told you were coming, I phoned my contact. If Dirk has got the message, he will meet us down there this week, near the lagoon, other side of the harbor.
Okay. And Johnny, don't forget we stick to our cover, right? We're tourists. Pete here's a chance friend showing us around.
I have a car downstairs.
You got a fresh animal skin here, too. Smells.
That rooibos skin on the floor there. But the smell is gone, man.
Not entirely. It has the aroma of death about it still. I hope it doesn't portend anything for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to believe it's gotten so cold in Africa yet.
Yeah.
He said he'd meet you here at 12 or any of three nights.
Yeah, yeah. This is the third. Maybe he just couldn't make it. Look, let's go down to the beach again, other side there.
Well, he should see us in this moonlight. Are you sure he knows?
Hey, Bach, Bach. Is that a seal there in the water? No, it's a man.
All right. He's dead. Is it Dirk Pino?
Yeah, yeah.
Easy
but,
on Pete. Any injuries, Johnny?
None that I can see.
A natural drowning or thrown overboard? All right, let's get back to the hotel, Pete. We know nothing about this. The body stays here on the beach until someone else finds it. Three days in the water, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the doctor said.
And no apparent injuries?
No. I reckon he was thrown overboard.
Or fell overboard.
And he was a good sailor. I feel like taking a boat out of the Prosnoyevska right now and fixing those chaps.
Wouldn't get you anywhere. No, he was onto something, obviously. They bumped him off.
Yes, but they didn't know he was an agent.
You think not? Listen, the Russians aren't fools, Pete. You really think they'd allow a man on board, let him stay there, work for them, and not know who he is, what he is?
You mean...
I mean, Dirk Pinar may have been getting information back to you, but they were keeping tabs on him. They would have known every move he was making, whom he was contacting, and why.
But what for, man? I mean...
Well, surely it's obvious. Know your enemy. In this case, your government. But now, ours.
You think they know about us, then?
Yeah, they'll know.
Okay, so what do? Go back?
No. We get out of this automobile and take the boat out. The one that's been hired for us by Pete here. Then we go out to sea and wait for them to pick us up.
But why?
Why not? They'll want to talk to us. I want to talk to them. This way we get to them.
Why not go straight out to the Prosnoyevska?
Because she's a legit fishing vessel, Johnny. Some of her attendant fishing smacks are not. Johnny, when we get out of this auto, go get me an atlas. I want just an order.
The winds run as we know they would.
Yuri, it will work.
Listen, Tavarish, we are not the scientists. We are not the men that have made this thing. It will work. We are here only to confirm certain things.
When does the Yamushka get here?
3 days from today with the thing.
And Yuri, we will watch it.
Da, we will watch it as it leaves the sea and takes to the air. Here, in the Atlantic. Now, you turn the boat. We go back to the Prosnoyevska.
Da, Yuri. And the two Americans. South Africa.
I think they will come to us. Fools.
It would not be good if their government knew of this thing.
How can they know?
They would stop it.
Yet. They would try. Now you make speed back to the ship. I wish to talk again with the captain of the Yamushka.
Up this far, Pete? Beyond Swakopmund, beyond Cape Cross there, and out into the Atlantic?
Yeah, so Dirk has told us.
Johnny, open that atlas. Check me on this. I want the section dealing with patterns of climate.
Okay, I'll hang out a little. Kaylee?
All right. From this point, the west side of Africa, low down where we are, The southeast trades sweep northwest to the eastern midsection of South America, right?
Right.
Right. Now, a little higher, the northeast trades sweep southwest from the top of Africa. They meet the southeast trades on the South American coast, right?
Yeah.
So, if something were exploded here in the Atlantic, its radioactive clouds will cross the ocean and die out over South America.
Masters, you mean...
Hang on. Johnny, South America is still our sphere of influence. Now, who would set off a bomb so far from Russia?
Only the Russians.
Sure. But what would the world think? Russia tests her bombs elsewhere. Why here? Now?
Because they want America to be blamed?
Yeah, but the Russians want a bomb tested. Curtis Blumenthal and I thought it might be this. The cobalt bomb.
Are you sure of this?
Almost. It's been on the cards for a long time. They tested a hydrogen in Mongolia 3 years back. Now, our Richter scales in Maryland picked up the seismic echoes. President Johnson sent a note to Russia. The test stopped. Yeah. The hydrogen bomb, equal to 1,000 atom bombs of the Hiroshima type. The cobalt bomb, equal to 100 hydrogen bombs.
Lisa, why are they testing a cobalt now?
They want to watch the effects of the fallout, calculate its drift, and so on. The fact they might kill a couple of 100,000 people in South America doesn't concern them. After all, the states will be blamed.
This is fantastic.
They wouldn't be such fools. Why?
What else can it be? But a fish that flies. A bomb exploded underwater. Rises to the skies. Flies the heavens on the southeast trades.
Why didn't Curtis get Washington to send a diplomatic note? That would have stopped him immediately.
Sure. If we know they're going to do it. Now, we've come down here, Johnny, to prove it. Only then can our government take action.
You chaps just sit here and talk as if nothing...
We're as worried as you are, Pete. Now?
Well, we followed one of the small boats that left the Prosnoyevskaya. Pete tells us it's consistently seen up this way. Now, I have a hunch it's a sort of survey ship. When it comes back, it'll pick us up. So, we wait. Pete, got any more of that dried meat stuff you're always chewing at?
I have heard of you, Lee Masters. I tell you this again.
Sorry, I can't return the compliment.
No, we are more careful than you. We remain hidden. Why do they send you here?
The FBI often helps out when asked to.
And they think you are the best man for the job, huh? To find out what? To find out nothing. Oh, but I am being without manners. Konstantin, you bring more of the vodka.
Da. What happened to Dirk Pinar, huh?
I believe he fell overboard.
Mr. Man, I'm thinking...
Easy, Pete.
Yeah, Yuri.
Now, we will drink a toast to peace in the world. You have not taken the drink, Lee Masters?
It is a cobalt bomb, isn't it?
I am a fisherman, Lee Masters.
Yeah? Okay, return us to Swakopmund or Walvis Bay.
Unfortunately, I cannot do that. I have to report back to the Krasnoyevska. Perhaps tomorrow, or the day after, or the day after that, huh?
Why wouldn't you explode the bomb east of Russia? Afraid of the Buran winds? That'll take the fallout over your own country, huh?
You are a very amusing man, Lee Masters. But a bomb? I know of no such thing. Now, come, you drink.
You dare to throw the drink in my... You insolent American! You think to come here and bait me? Fool.
Of course it is a bomb. The mightiest bomb that ever was made. It will come here in another ship. It will be exploded here. And tomorrow the... I talk too much.
Look, I want to be sick. Can I go up on deck?
Igor, you take him up. This fool cannot hold his drink.
Yeah, go.
Did he hurt you, Lee?
Not really. Okay, maybe I'll have that drink now.
Good. Yeah. You three are something of a problem. You know this. I shall have to consult my superiors. To know what to do with you. Perhaps your little boat overturns in the sea, eh? And you are drowned. No.
I guess I feel a little better.
Yeah. Come.
Okay. Okay. I'll wait to a room over there.
Don't go, Rich.
Okay. Now let's see how we work this thing. This should be the frequency. All right, the microphone here. Oh, let's hope our Walvis Bay contact is standing by. Cobalt. Cobalt. Cobalt.
So you think to have made contact with your friends. But it will not help. It is too late. When the Yamushka arrives in the morning, the bomb will still go off. My superiors will be interested in you, Masters. We have often wondered the full ramifications of your FBI.
Lee, is there nothing we can do?
Look around you. We can't take on the full crew of the ship.
Yet you would only be killed earlier.
You're going to kill us?
I am afraid so. After the explosion there. 30 miles from us, seen through these special windows. Then... We cannot allow that you return to your own countries.
How will you explain this ship, the Yamushka, in the vicinity?
A change of flag, of nationality, South American. It is all arranged.
Nigurov, for what it's worth, don't let that bomb go off. That fallout will kill thousands. What are you, a mass murderer? Can't you realize the consequences of this?
I obey orders, Lee Masters.
You! Radio!
Coming!
Okay, I don't get a rhino head. But at least before I die, I'll see that bomb go off. Should be quite a sight. Something to take with you.
Hey, man, there. They're lowering a boat. The one that took the bomb to its mooring. Well, what are they up to? What's happening?
My compliments, Lee Masters. You are to be taken by small boat and landed on the coast above Svalbard. You are free to go.
The bomb will not be tested.
Yet. Your government got your message. It has sent a note to ours. For this moment, you win.
Yeah, just in time. Okay, Johnny, Pete, let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Wyk.